is, you know, a lot of critics have suggested that if we go in hot and heavy, no fly zones, setting up humanitarian corridors and so forth.
Heavy artillery.
That offers a simpler solution. But the fact of the matter is, for example, 90% of the deaths that have taken place haven't been because of airstrikes by the Syrian Air Force. Syrian Air Force isn't particularly good. They can't aim very well. It's been happening on the ground.
So you think a no-fly zone is not necessary?
What I'm saying is that if you haven't been in the Situation Room, pouring through intelligence and meeting directly with our military folks and asking what are all our options and examining what are all the consequences and understanding that, for example, if you set up a no-fly zone, that you may not be actually solving the problem on the ground, or if you set up a humanitarian corridor, are you in fact committed not only to stopping aircrafts from going over that corridor, but also missiles? And if so, does that mean that you then have to take out the armaments in Damascus? And are you prepared then to bomb Damascus? And what happens if there are civilian casualties? And have we mapped all of the chemical weapons facilities inside of Syria to make sure that we don't drop a bomb on a chemical weapons facility that ends up then dispersing chemical weapons and killing civilians, which is exactly what we're trying to prevent? Unless you've been involved in those conversations, then it's kind of hard for you to understand the complexities of the situation and how we have to not rush into one more war in the Middle East. And we've got, unfortunately...
But that's why people think you're hesitant, because you do not want to get involved in another conflict, having extricated the United States from Iraq and also soon from Afghanistan.
Charlie,
the idea of another conflict and getting involved in a war that has real significant Sunni-Shia implications and could explode into the region, you want no part of that, even though there has been a turn in the tide in Syria with the Assad regime and the Assad army, with the help of Hezbollah, doing better.
Yeah. Charlie, that shouldn't just be my concern. That should be everybody's concern.